I think the Isle of Man is probably in a very similar situation to many other relatively wealthy and industrial parts of the world. It recognises the challenge that the science laid out, but I think it's still reluctant to really grasp what that means in terms of what we need to do, how we need to change our infrastructure, how we need to change how we live our lives. So we're here to try and discuss with the Isle of Man government, and indeed with sort of wider civil society, you know, what are the opportunities for the island to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions? And there's certainly, from what we've seen so far, a lot of enthusiasm within the government to try to drive change.